The cattle on feed report that came in line with traders' expectations. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Joining us to break it all down is Kyle Bumstead. And Kyle, as we take a look at this, not a lot of surprises per se for the June report.
That's right, Susan. The on-feed number, the estimates going in were 99%, and that came in at 98.8% for on-feed. Placement number was guessed at 94.9% and came in at 92.2%, so kind of on the lower end there. Marketing number, 90.3% guessed at 89.9% actual. Now, that number was due to 7% in kill cuts and 3% due to the calendar. We had one less marketing day here during the month of May than we had last year. So we've got that to kind of deal with. Now, this is going to take place here. These placements are going to affect that December through February kind of time frame there. So we're going to be looking at those deferred issues to see how they kind of react to this here on Monday. So looking at things here as we have finished up here today, we did see a 228 bid and trade in Texas, and we did see some 236 trade here in Northwest Iowa to go to a major. So everything was pretty well in line. Today looked to be a day of profit taking. The spreads kind of ended up flat here for the most of the for the most part here in the feeders and the live cattle. So I don't look for this report to have much bearing one way or the other here once we start up on Monday, Susan.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Kyle Bumstead joining us to break down today's numbers on the American Ag Network.